Shaking It Up with Sheikh Fayaz, Nightly Ramadan Reflections.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. So much of the Islamic ethos speaks to the significance and the importance of love. In reality, for the majority of us, when we hear the word Islam or when we speak about faith or spirituality, oftentimes the first thought that comes to our mind is not love. It's that which is halal and that which is haram. Those things which are obligations and those things which are forbidden for us. Our minds often are drawn toward jurisprudence. They're drawn toward theology. They're drawn toward legal interpretations, so on and so forth. But in the words of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Baqir, peace and blessings be upon him, he states, "And what is religion except for love?" We seek proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gain His love. And in response, He loves us in the same way that we strive to seek closeness to Him. And it's really important and vital toward understanding that love is not that which makes up the entirety of religion, meaning that we have to obey and that we have to be in a state of abiding by ritual and abiding by law and so on and so forth. But amongst the most powerful mechanisms by which we are able to understand our Creator, of course, is by means of experiential love. For instance, performing the night prayer in dedication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in solitude cultivates a sense of love and understanding of our Creator. Similarly, when we are able to mirror our prayers after the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we're able to see how every single prayer is a journey for us to seek the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That being in a state where we're supplicating toward God, we know that God loves to hear our voices. When we're fasting in the holy month of Ramadan, and during those last couple of hours, or even during those last couple of moments, when the fast has reached its intense peak of difficulty, calling upon God during those moments is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereby He looks at His angels and says, "O angels and O dwellers of my paradise, look at this believer who's fasted for however many hours and now is thinking about me and is calling upon me during these moments." And love is a really powerful driving force. And again, it's not something that can be cultivated overnight, but it's something that we should consistently be striving for and to attain. But amongst the ways that we can really gain that sense of love from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and build it within our own hearts is by utilizing the prerequisite that He has placed for us so that we're able to find and so that we're able to seek Him. Because God, He presents toward His creation so many signs. And the objective of a sign is to take us toward a destination. He calls the sun, the moon, the stars, the oceans, the rivers, the mountains, all signs, or what He calls the ayat. Ayatullah, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because by means of contemplation upon the sun and the moon and the stars and the oceans and the rivers and the mountains, we're able to reach God. He states that the verses of the Quran are a sign. They're known as an ayah. Every verse is an ayah, translated again as a sign, because the Quran is supposed to take us toward our ultimate destination and objective, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says that within your own selves, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ, that within your own selves, you have a sign. That upon contemplation, upon the incredible creation that we are, look how beautiful and how perfect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us as a human being. That if one thing were to go wrong in our hearts, in our livers, in our kidneys, that everything would go wrong. But it runs so perfectly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to think, or wants to allow for us to think about how incredible of a creation that we are. and to be in a state of reflection of why God created me today and why God didn't create me 100 years ago, why God didn't create me 100 years from now. That just thinking about who we are as a creation also is a sign that takes us toward our absolute destination. But amongst the greatest signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are his walking and his talking signs. That which God speaks to within the whole Quran, and that which is the direct intermediary between us and him, and those are his prophets and his messengers, and the head and the king of them all, being our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Again, so much of our tradition speaks about love, but the way toward cultivating the love of God is by demonstrating a sense of love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. But many people, they get very confused. They say, why is it that we have to love the Prophet alayhi salam? We know that the Prophet alayhi salam is a man who is so beloved and dear to our hearts within our tradition. He is, of course, the central figure and the climax of our faith and the mechanism of absolute and perfect spirituality and the figure who teaches us how to engage in terms of every single one of our relationships. He is a man who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down to teach us etiquette and to teach us adab and to teach us character in the most perfect fashion that we can imagine. And it's vital, really, that in the same way during this holy month that we're building a relationship with the whole Quran, that we're really striving toward building a relationship with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. And if that requires for us to pick up a biography of the Prophet alayhi salam, or to read some of his words of wisdoms and his traditions and his ahadith, and really try to understand how it is that he would live his life by reflecting upon his immaculate and infallible sunnah, then we need to do all of those things, because the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not only the best of God's creation, but he's the best of examples that we can ever find. And many people, they ask that question, what does it really mean then to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is it sufficient for me to just say that I love him? Is it sufficient for me to make an effort toward visiting his holy gravesite in the blessed city of Medina? Is it sufficient for me to recite salawat by saying Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, which is already an obligation for us during our daily prayers? Well, let's start with this. Today, earlier, somebody reached out to me and they posed the question, which in reality is a really fabulous and fantastic question that really allows for our intellects to really take form and start to mold. They asked, why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send down Prophet Muhammad to us when he is the all-omnipotent and he is the all-hearing and he is the all-seeing and he is the creator of the heavens and the earth? He didn't really need to create any intermediaries between us and him. So why did he create Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him? And doesn't that demonstrate that he's not all that? And of course, this is the question that someone is innocently posing, and I don't mean that in any sense of disrespect. Upon hearing this question, I began to think and I began to reflect. And I began to realize a point that probably I reflected and thought and contemplated about many a time when I was younger, and I'm sure many people, they might pose the same question. In reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala absolutely could do everything, and his will dominates over all things. God didn't need to create the sun. He didn't need to create the moon. He didn't need to create the stars. He didn't need to create angels that he delegates certain tasks for them to perform. He didn't need to create an angel of death that takes our souls at the time of our deaths. He didn't need to create an angel who does any of his tasks on his behalf, because, again, he can do everything, and he is the all-omnipotent, and he is the all-powerful, and he is the all-dominant. But in reality, it shows how incredibly important the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is to God. Let me put it like this. God could have sent down a Quran to every single one of his creation. He could have inspired us all with divine knowledge, and then on the day of judgment, he could have raised us and say, did you act upon the knowledge that I inspired you with, or no? But out of the will and out of the desire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to carry out his most important task, which is to deliver his book, and which is to bring people toward his guidance. Not for any other reason, except that God chose him for himself. And that God created the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, peace and blessings be upon him and his family, as the means by which we are able to find God in the most perfect of fashions. In a prophetic tradition narrated by the Prophet, that he says that God spoke to me and he said these words in what is known as Hadith al-Qudsi. He states, Ya Ahmed, lawla lak lama khalaqtu al-aflaq. That where God says to the Prophet, O Ahmed, if it were not for you, O Muhammad, if it were not for you, I would not have created the universe. The simple answer is that yes, God could have created his entire universe without any prophet and without any book and without any angel. But out of his love for the Prophet, alayhi salam, he placed him as the mechanism and as the tool and as the agent for change of billions of people from the beginning of time until the end of times. That because of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his most perfect names and attributes are able to be understood because of the work and because of the initiative and because of the effort, because of that striving that the Prophet performed during those early days in Mecca and during those later days in the city of Medina. So when we talk about why it is that we need to spend time toward rebuilding a relationship with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and striving toward understanding what it means to loving the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on a very basic level, we are told that we need to love the Prophet, and what it really means is, number one, we love the Prophet because God commanded us to the Prophet's obedience. And because God loved him so much, that who are we not to love the one that God loves? God loves him so much when he didn't even need to create any one of us, but he created one of them and he chose him amongst all of his other creation to be the tool by which we are guided toward the creator of the heavens and the earth. So number one, we love the messenger because God loves the messenger. Number two, we love the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because God has created him as a means by which we can obey God. What would we do without the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He is the one who brings us out of darkness and into light, out of ignorance into knowledge. What would your life be like without your faith, without your belief? For so many people, in the darkest of times and in their most intense trials and tribulations, oftentimes we see that faith and connection toward God is really a source of salvation for that individual. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the reward of pulling out of that darkness us into light to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he teaches us how to know God. Imagine we didn't know God. Imagine every single day we walked around aimlessly without any understanding of who the creator of the heavens and the earth is. And thirdly, what it means when we speak toward how we should love the Prophet, or what it means toward loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is by understanding that he should be someone who is so near and dear to us. And the most important object of our affection, whereby we see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again as really the central personality in our lives, that our hearts are dedicated toward him, because dedication toward him is dedication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's important to again try our very best toward building a relationship with him, because these terms become really abstract when we don't know him. So again, if that requires for us to pick up a book and to read his words and to read his traditions, that's all a means by which we're able to start to build this relationship with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'll conclude with this anecdote. and we'll continue this notion of what it means toward loving the messenger in our future episodes. It is said that there was once this man who really had intense love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he lived near the house of the messenger, near the mosque of the Prophet in the holy city of Medina. And every single day as he would go toward his workplace, he would always be sure toward crossing by the house of the Prophet and standing outside and calling out, "Assalamu alayka ya Rasulallah." Peace be upon you, O Messenger of God. And every day the Prophet would exit from his home, he would say, "Wa alaykum salam," and that man would be on his way. The next day he would do the same, the third day he would do the same. Every single day he would be going to the marketplace in the morning to go to his place of employment. He would always stand outside of the house of the Prophet and greet him by calling out, "Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah." Peace be upon you, O Messenger of God. In one particular day, he went through his normal routine. He went outside of the house of the Prophet alayhi salam, greeted him, "Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah." The Prophet ﷺ exited his home, wa alaykum salam, and he went on his way toward work. On his way to work, he had a really intense desire to see the face of the Prophet again because of his really intense love for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he stopped and he went back toward the house of the Prophet ﷺ, and he called out, "Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah." To which the Prophet ﷺ, he exited his home and he saw that same man who came in the morning a second time. And he says, "My dear brother," he said, "every single day when you go toward work, you always come and greet me. But what brings you back all of a sudden after only 15 or 20 minutes to come and send your salutations to me again?" To which this man, he says, "Ya Rasulullah, hubbuka qad jarrani ilayk." He said, "O Messenger of God, surely my love for you has brought me back to you one more time." To which the Prophet smiled at him and he made a dua for him. He said, "Allah bless you." He said, "You go on, go do your job." To which that man, he went to work soon after that. The following day, this man, he did not come toward visiting the Prophet ﷺ. The second day, he didn't visit him again. And the third day he didn't visit him again, and out of the etiquette and out of the character of the Prophet ﷺ, anyone who he would not see for several days, he would make sure to inquire in regards to their well-being. So it is said that the Prophet ﷺ, he went toward the marketplace where that man worked, and he asked those around who work in that marketplace, he said, "Such and such man, every single day he would come and greet me, he would come and say salam to me, and for the last 3 days, for whatever reason, I haven't seen him." To which one of those in the marketplace said, "Ya Rasulullah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." "O Messenger of God, to Allah we belong and to Him is our return. Earlier this morning, he passed away. He was ill for the last 2 or 3 days. That's probably why he didn't come and visit you. And he passed away." To which the Prophet alayhi salam, he asks those in the marketplace, he says, "Tell me something about him. Tell me a little bit. Was he a good man? What was he like?" To which they said, "O Rasulullah, O Messenger of God, he was okay. He was a normal guy. He made some mistakes. He lied sometimes. He cheated sometimes. He said some things that probably he shouldn't say. But generally, you know, he is okay. He has some flaws. He's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but he was okay." To which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, "Inna Allah qad ghafara dhunubuhu bihubbihi iyyai." That surely God will forgive all of those minor lapses of His because of His intense love for me. You see, we love the Prophet ﷺ, and by allowing for our heart to be filled with His love, we have the potential to ascend toward heights that take us in the proximity of our Creator, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise us on the Day of Judgment without any lapses, without any transgressions, just because of our intense love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's important again that during these days, during these nights of the holy month of Ramadan, again in the same way we dedicate ourselves to prayers and Quran and dua and worship and whatever it might be, towards striving even in the least bit toward developing and building a relationship with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If that requires reading a book about him, if that requires reading his own words, if that requires sitting in a discussion where his name and his remembrance is mentioned, do whatever you can towards striving toward knowing your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he is the mechanism and the means and the intercessor and the intermediary between us and our creation. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to expose our hearts toward the love of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us his visitation in his holy city of Medina in this life, and grant us his intercession in the next life. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahumma ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Follow Sheikh Fayaz on Twitter and Instagram at Fayaz Jaffer, and look out for him on Facebook.